This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Two French military personnel were killed while on an operation in Mali on Saturday when an improvised explosive device destroyed their armored vehicle. According to a statement from the French presidency, a third soldier was injured in the blast, which took place in the Tessalite region of northern Mali. The blast occurred as Mali's military junta began talks with opposition groups on its promise to hand power back to civilians. The summit was originally planned for last weekend, but was called off at the last minute after a quarrel between the military and the June 5th movement, which spearheaded the protests that led to the ouster of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus on Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also took to the streets of Minsk to demonstrate against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped the country for 4 weeks. For the first time in the weeks of demonstrations, supporters of LGBTQ rights appeared with rainbow flags to join the women's march in Minsk, an indication that Lukashenko's opponents are becoming bolder. Although same-sex activity was legalized in Belarus in 1994, stigmatization of it is strong, and authorities have not allowed any LGBTQ organization legal registry. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. With nearly 1,700 more cases reported Saturday, Italy has now confirmed more than 276,000 coronavirus infections in the pandemic. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says it is not likely a safe, effective vaccine against COVID-19 will be available for widespread use before the middle of next year. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Health officials are urging people to lower their expectations. They say the development of a safe, efficacious vaccine takes time and cannot be rushed. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris says a vaccine must be proven to be safe and seen to provide protection against the coronavirus in at least 50% of subjects before it can be approved for public use.
The good news is the manufacturers are already putting bets on which one's likely to be the vaccine, and they're already working out how they can scale up production of vaccines once we know which ones are the ones we will roll out.
Harris tells VOA that WHO does not tell governments when a vaccine should be made available for emergency or general use. However, she cautions against raising false hopes about the prospect of an imminent vaccine that will vanquish the pandemic. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
India's coronavirus cases crossed 4 million Saturday, leading the world in new infections and deepening misery in the country, where surges have crippled the underfunded healthcare system. Initially, the virus ravaged India's sprawling and densely populated cities, but has since stretched to almost every state, spreading through villages and smaller towns. With a population of nearly 1.4 billion people, India's massive caseload isn't surprising experts. The country's delayed response to the virus forced the government to implement a harsh lockdown in March. Ahead of Labor Day in the United States, unions representing millions across several working class sectors are threatening to authorize work stoppages in support of the Black Lives Matter movement amid calls for concrete measures that address racial injustice. AP's Julie Walker reports.
In a statement first shared with the Associated Press, labor leaders signaled a willingness to escalate tactics to force lawmakers to take action on police reform and systematic racism. Working Families Party National Director Maurice Mitchell says economic and racial justice are linked.
Labor unions are recognizing that the power of their labor, work stoppages and strikes, have a role in the social justice movement. And this is an escalation. This is both an escalation and a historic show of solidarity.
He says decision makers need to take notice.
If I was one of them, I would be really concerned. I would be even scared.
Mitchell says this opens a new front in the fight for racial justice. Julie Walker, New York.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.